Buccaneers fans, what a game it was. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com with the sage of Tampa Bay sports, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself, the king of Newport Richey, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, and we are in the Atlanta airport.
Gate C9.
Gate C9 after what was absolutely an insane Bucks-Falcons game. Ira's got his impressions. We were in the locker room. Not going to go too long tonight. We'll be back tomorrow recording with Lee DeCamper. And, man, Ira, so much to get to and so much right now at Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford dealerships. They've got 0% financing offers again. They've got low financing offers up to 84 months. Tremendous September specials. You can get a Bronco Sport Big Bend, $298 per month on a 36-month lease. All the details at Bill Curry Ford, F-150 Super Crew Lariat, 2.9% financing. Check it all out, BillCurryFord.com. And as Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, said, right on his last Best in Class podcast, he explained the Ira Kaufman discount. Just ask him for it. You can find him at BillCurryFord.com. And you can also reach out to him by phone or at the dealership and email him, let him know, and he'll help you every single way that he can. Sean Sullivan, Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford since 1960. Family owned, makes a difference. Sage, later we'll talk about Florida's Elite Restoration, our great friends, floridaselite restoration.com. Storm season's been quiet, but they are there for you year-round, 24-7. Florida's Elite Restoration, storm damage, mold, fire, flood, water damage. Ira is the water damage whisperer. It's serious business. You call them 24-7, and they'll give you a free inspection. We'll talk more about them and their five-star Google reviews, Ira. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Sage, I'm going to make it easy for you because I just have to spit this out. Ugly game. Both teams. Bad football. Week one football. And I'm not even going to call it a miracle. It was just going that way for both sides. Bucks pull this thing out after an 18-play drive by Atlanta in the fourth quarter that ended up with a, I guess, somewhat controversial touchdown. But the Bucks came roaring back. Unreal. I don't even know what to say.
Stevie, let me provide some clarification for you, a little insight. You badly need it as we board this flight back home to Tampa. You want to focus on the ugly, and I want to focus on the beautiful. This game came down to six words. Are you ready for the six words? He lived up to the hype. This was Igbuka's game. Without him, they lose, maybe badly. Thank God the protection was good enough on those two touchdown passes to this first-round pick out of Ohio State. Gorgeous passes by Mayfield. Beautiful routes by Igbuka. And I'll tell you what, the word's going to get around very quickly, Steve. Imagine what this offense is going to look like if and when Godwin comes back. Never mind McMillan. I mean, this might be the next great young receiver. I don't want to get too carried away. But, Steve, this was his debut. The game wasn't too big for him.
No, and it's not getting carried away. I said here 100 times on the podcast for months, I think he is the number two receiver. I hope Chris Godwin, when he comes back, is going to be able to handle being a number three. And the firepower is going to be incredible. But it wasn't there today, Ira. Baker Mayfield, one of his worst days in a Bucs uniform.
Erratic.
From total yardage standpoint and completion percentage at 53%. He didn't throw that last year. But the three touchdowns.
And I'll give you one more part of it.
And here he is on pace for 50 touchdowns already. It's Steve, just Mayfield
one,
gamer.
One more
and the
part.
And the running of Mayfield.
That's what
two
I was going to say.
Huge scrambles.
It's very, very underrated. It's overlooked all the time. I harped on it a lot last year. You know that. And I remember I made the point that he ran for more yards than Patrick Mahomes and more first downs than Patrick Mahomes. Steve, he doesn't take off just to take off. If it's first, you know, if it's second and four, he's not prone to scramble. But if it's third and seven, look out. He keeps the chains moving with that. He was almost as effective as a runner as he was as a passer today. You're right. Wasn't a great day statistically. A lot of guys were quiet. Bucky Irving, quiet. Tight ends, I don't know if they caught a pass, Steve. But the defense stung early by Robinson on a pass, nevertheless. Tremendous rush defense, Steve. A-plus rush defense.
Spectacular. Spectacular.
I mean, this guy, you know, you fantasy owners, he could easily be the first pick in the draft, Bijan Robinson. A lot of drafts, he is the first
pick. Yeah, look, they wanted to run the ball. They averaged 2.5 yards a carry, Atlanta, and that's their game. If you don't watch Atlanta, that is their game. They couldn't do it today. Some big stops, some just consistency.
Vita Vea had a big fourth down stop.
Consistency on that run defense. Ira, man, I'm so happy they won.
They overcame a lousy game by McLaughlin, who's Mr. Reliable.
That never happens.
Never happens. And by the way, the punter did a good job. The punter did a good job.
I hope it's just a blip for McLaughlin.
I'll give him one bad game. I'll give it to him.
And we're so used to him being phenomenal, you know, to miss a field goal and an extra
point.
What
a goat he could have been if that went into overtime and the Bucs lose that game. He would have been the big goat of the game.
But Abuka finished four catches, 67 yards, the two big touchdowns. Mike Evans told me in the locker room that Abuka came into the huddle right before that play and said, "The post now. I can win this right now. I can beat him now." I forgot the exact phrase he used. And Evans said, "Hey man, hey," he said he was a little bit taken back. Like, "Hey, it's a pretty cool thing by the rookie coming in doing that." Yeah. All right, he's feeling it. Maybe we should do it. He said, "Next play." That was it.
Steve, they got things to clean up. I thought penalties hurt them. Some of them critical. It seemed like every call went against the Bucs towards the end. Steve, they overcame a lot today. They got to clean some stuff up. They got to get the run game going.
Well, they only had five penalties. There were a couple of big ones in there for sure on the pass interference.
Tackling, I'm going to give them a C as a team, a C. Even though Tyke Smith had 11 tackles, he missed some. I think everybody took turns missing some. Levante had a quiet game. Winfield had a rather quiet game.
Made a big play, though, late. Big pass breakup late.
Got to give McCollum credit. He looked like he was going to miss the rest of the game, and he bounces right back in there. He's a gamer. Maybe that extension was the right move, Steve.
But yeah, look, a lot of bad tackling. Sarasi Adenis made what a roller coaster game he had. You know, he was exposed multiple times. He bounced back. One of the shockers of the night for me was hearing Lavonte David say in the locker room, "quote, you know, he got to get his ass going." Of Dennis and the rough start, and said, "You know what?" He said, "I expect not." He mentioned how he bounced back on one play, but he said he's got to get his feet under him, and I don't expect this to happen again.
Steve, were you with me on the very first snap of the game? First snap of the game, I look at Hassan Reddick, and I'm looking for him off the left edge, and I don't see him off the left edge. I see him in the left flat, Steve. He didn't rush the passer on that play. I can hear DeKemper from Atlanta to Tampa screaming. And by the way, two snaps later, Bijan Robinson floats out into the right flat. Steve, there's nobody near him.
Yeah, they had some busts. You know, Mike Evans kind of laughed in the locker room when it was shared with him that, hey, you know, rough start and whatever, and some reaction to the rough start of the game for the Bucs. And he's like, he kind of laughed. He's like, you know, first quarter of week one, you know.
Play should not be a 50-yard touchdown.
No, I understand. I understand, Ira, completely. The offense, though, Josh Grizzard, I think I'm so glad they got the win while he got his feet wet a little bit. I think
he's going to have to learn as he goes.
You know, I didn't think it was his best game. Like you said, there were no completions to the tight ends. The Bucs want to spread the ball around, and that didn't happen. Rashad White is a weapon. One catch in this game, and they couldn't get the running game going. But the pass protection held up pretty well.
We got to talk about the reshuffled O-line,
yeah,
Steve.
I mean, we're going to...
Stunning. I guess Light mentioned it in the pregame
on the radio network. And, you know, we were there in the press box when the Bucs came to tell everybody, hey, in case you missed it. But Graham Barton starting at left tackle. Michael Jordan, a pickup.
Late July pickup.
Journeyman kind of guy who played with Mayfield in Carolina. But, you know, he went through training camp and Bucs kind of liked him, but never ran with the first
team.
Been
with the team for 6 weeks.
Never ran with the first team in training camp. Ben Bredesen didn't miss time in training camp.
By the way, did you see one?
So he plays left guard, and Bredesen plays center. They decide to shuffle three spots because they realize, and they won't come out and say it, but they realize Charlie Heck doesn't have it. Why it took them all those weeks of him getting first team action to realize he wasn't ready. But you know what? The Bucs admitted they wanted to keep it quiet. Graham Barton told me, I told my parents, I told a few close friends. He said he didn't want his parents to turn the TV on and wonder what happened.
Wasn't I kidding Mayfield in the locker room after the game? Why didn't you tell the press corps? We would have kept it quiet for 4 days? And he goes, yeah, no, you wouldn't.
He had,
no,
you had a lot of private time with Mayfield. He's turned around on you. He gave you some crap last couple of years.
Things about Cleveland he didn't appreciate it.
But you guys are tight now.
I don't remember a single botched snap by Bredesen.
No botched snaps. Graham Barton played really well, I thought. And now, granted, the Falcons don't have much.
Now, let's not get carried away. Worf's getting his job back, and Graham and Barton's moving back to center.
Absolutely. But what is your take on the whole this change of the offensive line? Is it dysfunction? Did they screw up? Or is it just genius? What is it?
I think they came to the realization that we could be in trouble. What heck is the left
But they
tackle?
Didn't pick anybody up off the street after cuts. There's always a veteran tackle out
well,
there.
Well, we don't know what happened in the practice parts that we can't see. And they made the decision that Jordan is a strong run blocker, and he can do the job as an interior lineman. They thought Barton was athletic enough, and maybe they're right, that in a pinch they can move him to left tackle. And Bredesen's got some experience at the center, past experience.
Yeah, with the Giants.
Yeah. So it worked out for 1 week. The offense wasn't spectacular by any means.
No.
By any means.
No, it sputtered early, and like we said, didn't get the running game going. Now, it scared me a little bit, Ira, just what we talked about, how Bucky Irving didn't get it going in Pittsburgh.
But
in the
we
preseason.
Didn't really want to read too much into a preseason game.
8 carries, 12 yards in Pittsburgh today. 14 carries, 37 yards. That's 2.6 yards a carry, and he didn't break one.
Yeah.
You know, he had a nice 9, 10-yard run in there, but it didn't happen. Mayfield led the team in rushing. But
without those two passes to Egbuka, the offense is in sorry shape.
Well, it sputtered. It sputtered. You know, Shepard had some big first-down catches. Mike Evans got a little involved, but not his big day.
Let's not be remiss and take a little pot shot at the McLaughlin. I mean, come on. You can miss a field goal of that distance, but with the game on the line where an extra point means the Falcons have to score a touchdown instead of tying it with a field goal, you got to make that kick. I can't believe he missed it.
That's an extra point. I mean,
I think he pulled both of them to the left.
This offense, what you saw today, does it give you any concern, or do you think, hey, this is a byproduct of no preseason time together? The NFL across the league, as we sit here right now, Sunday night, only three teams scored 30 points or more. Three.
They didn't have a giveaway. No turnovers.
No
which
turnovers.
Helped.
But there were many near interceptions by Mayfield. He was so rusty in that first half.
He put some balls over the middle that were
put
very,
some bad
very,
balls yeah, out there. Yeah, yeah. And that happens. But it just wasn't the offense
what
we're
a,
used
what
to
a
seeing.
What a loss for the home team.
Oh,
and I'm sure
them.
Buck fans are very sorry about it. How about all the Buck fans that were on our flight today, Steve, and they're going to be on our flight back to Tampa?
A lot of Buck fans on the flight and a lot of little Buck energy in the stadium.
Yes.
When the Bucks made a good play, you could hear it.
Yes, you could. And Steve, they're the only team in the division that won on week one. So
yeah,
let's not be down in the dumps here.
Hey, as expected, you know, Bucks have a full one-game lead here. It's exciting stuff, Ira. But I've got to push you more, Ira.
Worf's makes a difference, Steve. Worf's makes a difference.
Huge difference. Guy's an all-pro.
So
And this speaks so highly now of the Buccaneers' depth at offensive line. It's strange because, okay, on one hand, Heck wasn't good enough. But on the other hand, Michael Jordan can start and win
now
a game.
Now they think they got Jordan and Klein in the interior backups.
Well, but we also know that Bredesen can handle playing center smoothly if necessary.
Yeah.
And
they established a few things today.
Barton
they
proved his versatility. I went up to Barton Ira. I said, hey, did what happened today – was it sort of like a fun little middle finger to all the draft gurus who said, hey, Barton, left tackle.
Only you would put it like that.
Left
Steve.
Tackle at Duke. He can't play in the NFL at left tackle. And Barton said, yeah, kind of. He had some fun with that. And also, I asked Werfs about that. And you know what Werfs told me? He said, you know what? When I came out, they said I could only play guard. So
wow.
I get it. He said,
Bucks love busting the reputation.
Yeah,
they love it.
But it speaks to Jason Light's ability to see things in these guys. But I don't know. It's a strange situation. I'm going to push you one more time. Do you think Charlie Heck sticks around? Do you think the Bucks look to make a change if he can't back up Werfs? Where do you think that stands now?
I don't think he's long for this roster. When they make a move, that was a bold move. That's a bold move.
Super bold.
Like you said, three moves.
Three moves. And all they ever say is continuity, continuity, continuity. Jason Light over and over. I get my O-line back. It means so much. You know, I understand this only happened because of the Werfs injury, but it's still
better
wild.
Watch himself. They'll throw Elijah Klein in right guard next week. You know, Steve, talking about Houston, we'll talk about it in detail. But they got a pass rush. But you know what? If they give Mayfield time with this rookie and Evans, And Shepard making some plays, and Irving will break out one of these weeks. And Houston didn't look very good in week one.
They lost 14-9 to the Rams, and it was a struggle. Then Matthew Stafford, but he did eat three sacks.
Good teams find a way to win. Yeah. That's what the Bucs did today. But good teams find a way to win. They weren't at their best. Far from it.
That's what's so encouraging. I mean, the offense was at its worst. I have to say it was at its worst. And they still made just enough big plays. Mayfield had just enough grit to pull it out.
That last pass to Igbuka, you can't throw a better ball.
Perfect. And the pass protection got better as the game went on. So kudos to that O-line group.
Did you notice on the first touchdown pass to Igbuka, Mayfield had all kinds of time. All kinds of time. Nobody was harassing him. Nobody coming up the middle. Give him time. He'll get the job done.
So you mentioned Reddick. First half, especially the first quarter, he was playing off the line of scrimmage. He wasn't dropping in coverage. He was lined up as a linebacker. And I asked him about it. He said all the right things, but his body language was like, not my thing. But his sack wasn't just a sack. It was the kind that the Bucs fans are dreaming about. It was third down, drive killer, force a field goal, sack. And he kind of missed two others, really.
Yep. Were you worried about Winfield until he came up with a play at the end?
He was quiet. Levante David was quiet. Servasio Dennis made some good plays. He was ugly too often.
Jamel Dean adequate?
I don't think so. He's still playing off coverage. And
that third and eight, the third and nine or something, the third and seven, he was 8 yards off.
Third and seven, he was 8 yards off. We froze the frame. He was eight yards off.
Well done, Steve. Well done.
Ekansi, I thought, played well. Underrated game, even though it wasn't in the stat sheet, but was a big part of that run defense. Logan Hall. Yeah, I thought played well against the run. We'll go back and look at it.
It was Ekbuka's game, Steve. There's no way around it.
This is your 50th year, Ira. All-timer with the Bucs. Where does this rank? Top 30 craziest games?
Well, not biggest wins,
not wins. I'm saying craziest, wacky games.
You know the word I used. You know the word I used to Todd Bowles, and I asked the first question. Bizarre. And he didn't fight me on it. Yeah, it was bizarre, Ira. It was bizarre. Just the last 5 minutes seemed to take 40 minutes. I mean, with the replays and Mayfield didn't think Penix scored, and you and I did think he scored, and then the Drake London, did he catch the ball? And that one, they ruled incomplete. So the Bucs got that decision, but they didn't get many.
I got to set the scene for the fans a little bit, because in the locker room, Graham Barton, I didn't go to the news conferences, first in the locker room. So I'm talking to Graham Barton, and he was so happy, so giddy, and he was literally the last guy to take a shower, last guy to get dressed. He was doing all these interviews, walking around, sort of taking high fives and just smiling. I haven't seen a player from start to finish when they open a locker room like to be that happy without scoring three touchdowns. You know, I mean, he basically
was super happy for him? Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah.
They'll be a different offense when Wirfs gets back.
Are you worried? Anything worry you about today?
They were sloppy. You know, I think there's a lot of things to clean up.
That's not what I asked you. Anything worry you about today or no big deal? First week, they clean it up. It's all good.
No, I'm not overly concerned. If I had to pick one thing, get the running game going. Get Bucky Irving going. He ignites this whole offense. And until we see him breaking off some runs or catching some passes and going 30 yards, I think this offense could struggle a little bit. Irving's a big part of this offense.
It's critical. They got to get him going. We'll just hope it was one of those things.
And he had almost all the carries today. Almost all of them went to Bucky Irving.
Yeah, lion's share for sure. Rashad White, I think, had two carries. They gave Sean Tucker one series, but it was just a couple of carries. Ira, look, Florida's Elite Restoration. If you call them, you mention Ira and JoeBucksFan.com, and if you need their service, their restoration service or even repair, whatever it might be, if you need them after your free evaluation, you'll get $500 back.
And call them before you call your insurance company.
Yeah, that's critical because they have the experience from decades with the insurance company to working in that industry to know how to handle them to make sure that you get the money that's coming to you to restore your property, which is your biggest asset. And of course, as we mentioned, Bill Curry Ford, get there, start shopping. And the offers are incredible. BillCurryFord.com. Don't forget their mobile service. You can have your vehicle serviced at your home for no extra charge, even if they have to bring it back to the dealership.
By the way, Steve, you mentioned something that
What I want to mention is that you're down how many pounds, Ira?
Seven.
So.
And talk about my work in the grub room. Over at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Very impressive, Ira. You turned down an immense spread of food.
Fried chicken everywhere.
Everywhere. Waffles everywhere.
Yeah, waffles,
ice cream.
Ice cream.
Pizza. It was
and you tell me, hey, Ira, they got grilled chicken and a nice salad bar. This is your opening line.
Potatoes, hot dogs, hamburger. It was incredible. You stuck with your grilled chicken on the salad. And
a half a piece of pizza.
And you slipped up late with a half slice of pizza. But,
you gave me a solid B+, which is more than you're giving the Buck offense.
Very solid B+. Yeah, top scorer of the day, Ira Kaufman and Emeka Egbuka.
Oh, by the way, what I wanted to say was you mentioned it, and I think it's worth repeating, Steve. A decent, more than decent amount of Buck fans in the building today in Atlanta. And, you know, you figure for a season opener, Atlanta, sellout, it's going to be 95% Falcon fans. I didn't think it was today.
No, I mean, there was
a significant.
I mean, you know, there might have been 5,000 Bucks
significant
fans here.
Significant Buck presence.
It was a very strong, vocal Bucks presence. And you were mobbed at the airport. We almost didn't get out of the airport here.
I can't believe this Egbuka kid. When's the last time a Buck rookie they made their NFL debut and scored 2 touchdowns? I mean, I
don't know. I'd have to go back and look. Doug Martin obviously had a strong rookie year.
Maybe Eric Rett did it or something. And I don't know. But
we'll find that out, Ira. But we're going to talk more as the weeks go on, days go on. Our next podcast will be recording tomorrow night. But you've become part of Awaken 180 Weight Loss, and you are down, we'll call it 6 pounds. You can give us a weigh-in tomorrow night.
All right.
And we'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing.
By the way.
No drugs, no shots, no witch doctors, but Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We'll talk more about it, Sage. But we're excited for you, and you're inspiring a lot of people. Final word, Ira?
Never trash a victory in the NFL. Never trash one, Steve.
It's a beautiful thing.
There's work to be done.
Balls 4-0 on opening days. Bucks are right where they want to be.